Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County 4-H'er Aaron Kalupa.
I'm part of the 76 Progressives. This is my ninth year on the club.
And what are you showing at the fair this year?
This year I have a Charolais Market Steer, a Crossbred Market Steer, and a Market Heifer.
And talking about the beef show and all of the cattle that we see here at the Washington County Fair, how does all of that come together?
It's a long process. It's not just you bring your calves to the fair. It starts at weigh-in, which is towards in the winter and in the fall. And you have to work with your calves and learn how they need fed and just start getting them used to being walked around all throughout the year. And then the show day is on Thursday. It starts at 8 a.m. And there's so many volunteers, and Amy Green does a lot for it, an organization that is involved. And the show is really great. First, it starts with some special classes like the market heifers and the return bucket bottles and the produce. And then there's other classes like all the purebred classes. And that we have so many variety of different cattle like Shorthorn Plus and Charolais and just lots of different types that many fairs don't have. And then after that, then it goes into the crossbred section, which we also have a ton of those. And then we put them all together and we have the final drive, which just really showcases all of Washington County's great cattle.
And are there very many Charolais?
That's the breed that we have. And it gets shifted around a couple times. Sometimes there's a lot and sometimes there's a little, but the Charolais is another part of the fair that they're really good at the rate of gain and carcass scan, and that's another part of the beef show that we have, which is more of the production side for people that want there to showcase how their calves can grow and be good for market with their meat quality and all that stuff. So, yeah, sometimes there's some in the Charolais that are for that aspect, but there's other parts that are wanting to win the show part.
So it takes quite a bit of work to get a cow ready for the fair.
Yeah, it does.
Also coming up here this week is the mud volleyball. What's that all about?
Well, this is the second year we've had it because the first year we had it was so fun and everyone really enjoyed it. So what we do is we dig out one big pit. And I think this year we're having two because so many people want to do it. And we hang up nets. And then it's in the mud area where the mud run was from the night before. And then we fill it with water and then, teams of 4-H'ers and non-4-H'ers can sign up, and they start playing mud volleyball.
And where can people sign up?
You can sign up in the extension office. There is a release form that you have to sign because of reliabilities and stuff like that. So, you should sign up for that.
And then also this week is the Hall of Fame presentation. Can you share what that is?
Yeah. So Hall of Fame showcases some of our great 4-H volunteers, and it also showcases some of the non-livestock events that are moving on to the state fair, like woodworking and presentations and stuff like that. But it's really special because our volunteers in 4-H are really important to us, and we wouldn't really have such a great program without our volunteers. So showcasing them is really important.
And before I let you go, what is your favorite part of the Washington County Fair? You said you've been doing 4-H for over 9 years now.
Yes. I really like the fair because you get to see how proud the parents and the kids are of their projects, no matter what ribbon they get. There's just a lot of effort and confidence that comes into all of them. So when you're someone is showing other people their projects, just you have a connection, and it's really fun to watch the little 4-H'ers grow up and mature into more bigger 4-H.
That's been today's Washington Page with Washington County 4-H member Aaron Kalupa. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.